on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says his working visit to Canada, where he participated in the G7 summit, was meaningful. The summit, which concluded yesterday, comes at a time of heightened global instability with ongoing wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and rising tensions between Iran and Israel. The president says he aims to align G7 efforts with South Africa's G20 presidency and seeks global cooperation on energy solutions and infrastructure investment.
The issues that we put on the table is the issue of climate change and how important it should be treated by the global community with regard to our just energy transition. We also discuss the issue of critical minerals. We discuss the importance of how our critical minerals should be treated.
The Public Servants Association says calls for leadership changes in the NPA are superficial unless accompanied by structural reform and genuine support for employees. There have been calls for NPA head Shamila Batoy to resign amid growing concerns about the NPA's failure to prosecute state capture cases. PSA spokesperson Claude Nyker says it concurs with the Ministry of Justice's suggestion that the NPA alone cannot be held responsible for prosecutorial matters.
Whilst this may be accurate in a narrow legal sense, such statements must not be used to deflect responsibility or hinder accountability. The Ministry of Justice has a constitutional duty to ensure that the NPA is properly resourced, governed, and protected from undue influence.
In other news, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has confirmed that the Israel embassy in Pretoria remains downgraded. Lamola was responding to questions before the National Council of Provinces yesterday. Parliament downgraded the Israel embassy in 2023 over its continued occupation of Palestine. Lamola says the decision to close the embassy is being considered by cabinet.
Consultations have taken place within the relevant government cluster system to prepare a memorandum for submission to cabinet. In accordance with the constitutional principle of the separation of powers, trisa politica, the authority to decide on the possible closure of the Israel embassy in South Africa rests solely with the cabinet. Once cabinet has deliberated and reached a final destination, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation will act in accordance with these directives. At this stage, the embassy remains downgraded.
And TikTok will continue to be available in the US for another 3 months. The White House says Donald Trump will sign an executive order to give its Chinese owners ByteDance time to sell the social media app. It's the third time he's extended the sale or ban deadline since taking office. The video sharing platform briefly went offline in the US in January. And on the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 21 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.